We check in with South Assistant Principal Joe Doyle. He joins us this morning. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Great, Glass. How you doing?
Good, good, good. We've got everybody's back to school this week after a busy spring break. And let's see, the countdown, I think my good friend Dave Piller told me last Friday was when we got started this week, just 45 more days left. That's not bad, is it?
That's not bad. It sounds about right. What are you going to do?
You're going to go every day. You're going to go to the 24th, which we learned this week, because those will be the final 2 days because of the snowage we had a little bit earlier in the year. But everybody loves Friday when we love talking on Fridays. And you guys have a great event going on tonight that's going to benefit a special cause. Tell us what's happening down at South.
Sure, thanks. This Friday, tonight, 5 to 8 at South, we're doing the Riley Carnival. It's kind of a spinoff of the marathon, which we've done now for 11 years, and we've just continued to have more and more interest from our younger population, so we wanted to put on an event just for them. So it's open to the entire community, toddler to teen, pre-K to 8th grade, and we do all sorts of activities, carnival-like. There'll be a bounce house, but then we'll also do puppet shows and play games with the kids. And I think we had over 500 kids there last year. It's an absolute blast. And all the money goes to Riley Children's Foundation, which we raise money for all year. Last year we raised $122,000, and in the last 10 years we've raised over $500,000 for Riley. And we're very excited about that.
What time do you go in the dunk tank?
That's still being debated. I gotta check out the old contract there and see what the, I may not make the weight requirement right now for the dunk tank.
Clark, I can't swim. I know that, Eddie. I know that. Yeah. What time does everything get started tonight?
We'll start at 5 o'clock, and tickets are just $5 at the door, and it goes to about 8. Want to get sure everybody's home in time to get on their IU gear and cheer for the Hoosiers around 9:40, 10 o'clock. But 5 to 8 tonight in the main gym itself.
Excellent. And do I need to eat before I come, or are you going to give me something over there I can buy and help help the cause with?
You definitely can buy some pizza here. We'll have a variety of pizza, and we'll have water and snacks, and we'll do a little concession action there as well. And we're glad to sell you some pizza. You're more than welcome to bring some dinner or eat before you come, however you...
Joe Doyle's our guest this morning. It is the Riley Carnival tonight from 5 to 11 on the south side. It's the Bloomington Dance Marathon. Admission is $5. That's for parents, kids, everybody, correct?
Parents get in free, and we'll take care of your kids for 3 hours. So it's the best babysitting gig you're going to get.
Wow.
So we're always making donations,
You should extend this to midnight so some people can watch the IU game, just hypothetically. That would have been...
If I didn't have to be watching the IU game, we'd consider that.
You'd have raised more money than you'd know what to do with on all that. Now, do I have to live in the South School District to enjoy this? Who can come by tonight and say hello?
No, it's for anybody in the community. And, the North folks have been really helpful. We've got a committee from North that does a lot of co-planning with everything we do for the marathon. So, yeah, we want everybody that has some time. I know it's a busy time of the year, and it's Good Friday, so we know we're have several people with commitments. But if you're free and open, 5 to 8, anybody, come one, come all.
Can I find more information somewhere if I'm last-minuting?
If you're like a Twitter Facebook person, there's some stuff at on Twitter at Bloomington South Dance Marathon, and same thing on Facebook. There are banners all over social media.
Great. And that's a great place to look, too. And it's a great cause because all the money goes to Riley. What really kicked off the Riley angle over at South? We know that Bloomington is a part of that with Indiana University's Dance Marathon and how much money they raise. What started this over at got South involved?
The high school marathon movement from IU has been taking place for about 15 years. And they came knocking year after year trying to get us going. And we just didn't really have any students that wanted to take the lead, and we eventually had a student who had been a Riley patient who was a leukemia survivor, and she's like, look, this is something that I think would be good for everybody, and I think I can get some people involved, so I agreed to help her do that. And year one was kind of an idea of let's just see if we can make this a tradition and do it great next year. We planned the first one in 2 months, and now we have about 26 kids that take over a year to plan it. And it's just grown every year, and we have kids that are going on to work at IU Dance Marathon, work at dance marathons all over the country, and do philanthropy all over the country, which is really, it's really cool. It's really taken hold, and the kids are doing it for very genuine reasons, and it's an awesome night.
That's a bad habit we'd like children to form, giving back.
Absolutely.
And showing
absolutely.
How.
It's phenomenal.
Excellent. Well, North always, you know, their big thing is the Habitat, and you guys do the Riley, and it's great to see both of our community high schools making a difference. And like you said, setting a tone for the rest of their lives, and that's why Bloomington's a pretty cool place. Joe, great job as always. You'll be busy tonight, and you'll be up late tonight. Then you'll have a busy Easter, so enjoy every minute of it. The Riley Carnival tonight, 5 to 8 in the big gym at Bloomington High School South. $5 for kids. Parents are free. All the money goes to Riley, Riley Children's Hospital, so a great cause and a great adventure. Hey, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Glass. Have a great weekend.
All right, Joe Doyle, the assistant principal down at South, and anytime we can help get the word out to support great causes like that, we will definitely help.